From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Hamas officials said today their security forces killed the leader of an al-Qaeda-inspired group in a shootout in the Gaza Strip. At least 21 other people also died in clashes in Gaza. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports.
The fighting erupted on Friday when Hamas security men surrounded a mosque in the southern Gaza town of Rafah. Around 100 members of Judd Ansar Allah, or the Soldiers of the Companions of God, were holed up there. And in the fighting, a senior Hamas official was killed. A Hamas spokesman says the head of Judd Ansar Allah died early this morning when fighting resumed after dawn. Hamas security forces have spread out across the territory, and NPR's local reporter in Gaza says they are maintaining ironclad control. This was the most serious internal challenge to Hamas's rule in Gaza since it took over in 2007. Israel has warned that al-Qaeda has been moving into Gaza, something in the past Hamas has denied. While this group claimed inspiration from the global terrorist network, Hamas officials say it has no external links. Radical groups like Judd Ansar Allah believe that Islamist Hamas isn't strict enough in its enforcement of Islamic law, and they criticize it for observing a ceasefire with Israel. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
A car bomb exploded in Kabul today outside the headquarters of the NATO-led international force in Afghanistan. Afghan officials say 7 people were killed and at least 91 people were wounded. The Taliban has claimed responsibility. President Hamid Karzai condemned the attack but said Afghans are not afraid and will cast their votes in next week's presidential election. Senator Jim Webb met today with the head of the military junta in Myanmar during a visit to that country. There are reports the Virginia Democrat was also allowed to see democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi, who spent 14 of the past 20 years in detention. California officials have declared a state of emergency as 2 coastal wildfires continue to burn out of control. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
In the Santa Cruz Mountains, officials confirmed 2 structures have burned in a nearly 3,000-acre brush fire that has forced evacuations in a couple of hillside communities. The so-called Lockheed Fire is driven by strong and erratic winds, making it difficult for ground crews to safely reach fire lines. Aerial support is critical to getting an upper hand on the flames, according to CAL FIRE spokesman Daniel Berlant.
Access sometimes is a little bit of a challenge, so those air resources able to get into some smaller spots, drop that water until ground crews are able to get in there.
A second fire that's sweeping through a forest north of Santa Barbara has grown to nearly 70,000 acres, forcing residents of 150 homes and ranches to flee. Officials say it could take a while to get both blazes under control. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Out in the Pacific, Hurricane Guillermo strengthened to a Category 3 storm today with winds nearing 115 miles per hour. It's about 1,400 miles west of the southern tip of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. This is NPR News. Federal regulators shut down Colonial Bank Group of Montgomery, Alabama yesterday. It's the largest bank failure this year, with 346 branches in 5 states. A California client of Swiss bank UBS AG is expected to plead guilty to tax evasion. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Malibu businessman John McCarthy has agreed to plead guilty to not reporting a minimum of $1 million that he allegedly transferred to a Swiss bank to avoid having it taxed. The plea bargain comes at a time that federal authorities have announced they will vigorously pursue several more tax evasion cases. The information on McCarthy came after prolonged demands from U.S. officials for release of information on U.S. residents who deposited funds in Swiss accounts. The Swiss resisted, citing the country's famous banking secrecy laws, but eventually agreed. McCarthy is expected to appear in court on September 14th to see whether a judge will agree to his proposed plea. He faces up to 5 years in prison and fines up to $250,000. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
President Obama used his weekly address again this week to promote his ideas on how to change the healthcare system.
First, no matter what you've heard, if you like your doctor or health care plan, you can keep it. If you don't have insurance, you'll finally be able to afford insurance. And everyone will have the security and stability that's missing today.
Opponents of his plans have been increasingly vocal in recent weeks. The president today urged everyone to listen to one another and talk about differences that really exist. The president goes to Colorado today for another town hall meeting on the subject. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.